Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning the very end of Simen Reish Samach Aleph, Si'ifim Gimel and Dalet. This is page Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So I think we finished Si'if Beis. I don't recall 100%, but I'm pretty sure that we finished Si'if Beis. So we are up to Si'if Gimel. So again, we're talking about being Mekabel Shabbos early and the idea of Tosefes Shabbos and how the earliest time one could be Mekabel Shabbos is from Plaga Mincha, and we went through the Machlokas, how to calculate Plaga Mincha. Do we calculate it an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim, or do we calculate it an hour and a quarter before Shkia? The Gra would say an hour and a quarter before Shkia. That's our practice. The Magen Avraham would say an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim, and that's why you may see on some Shul Zmanim boards second Zman for Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha according to the Magen Avraham. But either way, Plaga Mincha is the earliest time to be Mekabel Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. If a person is not a baki to be able to figure out the last 1500 amos of walking before Laila, where he's supposed to be matik neros, so the halacha is that he should light when the sun is on the treetops, meaning it's not yet sunset, the sun is on the treetops. And if it's a cloudy day, so you can't see when the sun is at the treetops, you should light candles when the Tarnagolim are still sitting on the beam when it's still daylight. I mean, you could often look at the animal world to figure out what time it is. The Gemara in Brachos talks about this, about Kros HaGever, about the crow of the rooster, and about when the dogs bark, and you could how to pay attention to nature, and through nature being able to figure out what the Zman is. V'imu basada she'ein sham Tarnagolim, and if you're in the field, or for that matter in New York City, and there are no Tarnagolim, so yad l'kasha orvim yoshim yibod yom, so then you should light when the ravens sit miba odiyam. Again, just giving us different symbols in nature to be able to figure out when it's time to light candles. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Baroshe Ilanos, O Baroshe Hagagos Hagavoim. Roshe Ilanos doesn't have to be at the treetops, but that the sun is at the at rooftops, high rooftops as well, so you know it's not yet sunset. And Yomam Unan, so we gave on a cloudy day, we gave all these symbols in nature. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Zayin v'uadin k'shiyeshlo moreh sha'os sha'olich b'tov yodeh al yodeh zeh emasai huzman ha'shkia. If you have a working clock, you can figure out when shkia is. Yachol ismach alav, and you're allowed to rely on that. Meaning you don't have to look at a raven and a chicken and a rooster or whatever. If there's a working clock, so that's what we typically do. We look at our clock to figure out when the zman hadlakas neros is, and we're allowed to rely on that. We can assume that our clock is working. Says the Shulchan Aruch now, Vayter Sif Dalet, the last Si'if of Simen Reish Samach Aleph. Achar Nias Baruch Hu, Aval Bishadayin Yom Hu, Ein Ma'arvin Vein Tomnin, Mishum Du Kibla Shabbos Aleh. After one responds, one says Baruch Hu at Mariv, even though it's still broad daylight outside, it's too late to make an Eruv, it's too late to do Hatmana, because you have been Mekabel Shabbos on yourself when you said Baruch Hu. So even though we had said earlier in the Simen, that during Ben Hashmashos, when it's Savich Hashecha, Savich Eina Hashecha, that Ein Ma'arvin Eruv Tchumin, that you're not allowed to make Eruv Tchumin, but Ma'asna Sadmai V'tomnin Esachamnin Ma'arvin Eruv Chatzeros, you're allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeros, and you're allowed to do Atmana during Ben Hashmashos. That's Ben Hashmashos. But if you were Mekabel Shabbos, you said Baruch Hu, so you were Mekabel Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do any of the Ben Hashmashos things. All the things that were mutter during Ben Hashmashos, you're not allowed to do because you're Mekabel Shabbos. Ule didan havi amiras mizmor shel yom haShabbos kanias baruch hu ledidu. And when we say mizmor shel yom haShabbos, that is the equivalent of baruch hu in the terms of when we say mizmor shel yom haShabbos, we consider that to be a kabbalas Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah sif katan chav ches anias baruch hu mishum du aschal tefilas harav shel Shabbos lekach hakol portion oz mimalacha kudukamam suri samakim l'sabiyud. Since Baruch Hu marks the beginning of Mariv, so no one does Malacha once they say Baruch Hu. So that's therefore considered Kabbalah Shabbos. Duke Mishki Bilav Kedush Shabbos Beferish. That's as if you explicitly were Mekabel Shabbos. Vasras Bechalas Yagam Vagadarm Shagadru Chazal Shabbos Kigon Lichmas Lamerchas Aziyah Biyama Vakoshkin Birchitza Bechamin. And therefore all the Yisurim Drabbanan the Chazal made around Shabbos apply starting from then, such as going for a Shvitz and going in for a bath, a warm bath, with Kiyagavna Bechalas. shlusin. And like you have by all the Yisrim Drabbanan, Uba, Mechaber Lashmienu, Mechaber is coming to teach us that Filu also Dvarim Sheetiru Bebein HaShemashos, Kegon Eruvi Chatzerus Vatmana, even those things that they were matir during Bein HaShemashos that we learned in Sif Aleph, like making an Eruv Chatzerus and doing Hatmana Bedover Sheinu Mosef Hevel, do Bevadai Letzoruch Shabbos, where it's a Tzoruch Shabbos, who had in Kol Shvus Shul Letzoruch Mitzvah, and any Shvus that happens to be Letzoruch Mitzvah, Afilu Hachi, Aser Kan. Those things are mutter during Bein HaShemashos, if you haven't yet been Mekabel Shabbos. But once you've been Mekabel Shabbos, even if it's not yet Bein HaShemashos, even if it's earlier, those things become Aser. Vatam, and the reason is, the Kimit Kibbel of Shabbos Beferish, Av Shuzman Har Bekod Bein HaShemashos, Chom Bein HaShemashos Bli Kabbalah. Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, even though it's way before Bein HaShemashos, it is more Chomer than having experienced the Bein HaShemashos without having been Mekabel Shabbos. And says the Mishnah Berurah, a very important Ha'ara. He says this really takes a lot of the teeth out of Sif Aleph. We had all these kulas of things that you're allowed to do during Bein HaShemashos and Sif Aleph. The truth is, most of the time you were Mekabel Shabbos by the time Bein HaShemashos came, and therefore you have none of those heterim. And if you live in a tzibur and you're bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos of the tzibur, because the entire tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos, then you have none of those heterim. Di lavachi bevadai rov atzibur kiblu kvar Shabbos bein hashmashos vayamiyin nimshach nachrein bal karchan. When most of the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos, you have to follow suit. You are bound by the kabbalah Shabbos of that tzibur. Ukemosh kasev b'sim reisham gimel sifyud beiz yud gimelayin sham vayin beber alach b'shem harbe achorim shakasev de davka al yed baruch hushu kabbalah Shabbos shel tzibur avl miyach kiblu av Shabbos mibod yom lo chomer mi bein hashmashos chay mashu magnavim siv katan Zion. However, he says, a number of the Achronim write that there's a difference between Baruch Hu, where most of the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, and then all of these restrictions apply, versus a Yachid who's Mekabel Shabbos. If I personally just decided to be Mekabel Shabbos earlier, it could be that I'm still allowed to do the Bein HaShemashos stuff, that I'm not allowed to do the Bein HaShemashos stuff if the Tzibur has been Mekabel Shabbos. But if I personally were Mekabel Shabbos, that's not so chomer, and therefore I'm still allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros. I'm still allowed to do the hatmana. Sifkatan chavtes shadayin yomhu retzor lam rafilu zman harbi kodem min hashmashos kol shuachar plagamincha. When we say that it's still daylight when I was mekabel Shabbos and therefore I have all these restrictions, that's talking about that it's after plagamincha, but it's way before bein hashmashos. Say ein ma'arvin, you cannot make an eruv afilu dvar mitzvah even for the sake of a dvar mitzvah. And then we said kanias baruchu. So what would be considered a kabbalah Shabbos if a person says Baruch Hu, Tzibur says Baruch Hu, the Mestamak even Shemasker Shabbos have a Kabbalah. Since a person mentions Shabbos, that's already Kabbalah Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch Aleh Alin Mizmor Shir Yom Shabbos is also a Kabbalah Shabbos. Because of Magen Avraham Mat Nogin Loma Mizmor Shir VaAfilu Achi Yosim Kol Malachos Ad Baruch Hu. Magen Avraham says, you know, nowadays we say Mizmor Shir and we continue to do Malacha up until Baruch Hu. V'Ainu Kasher Zmanu Kodem Bein HaShemashos, provided that it's still early. That you're making early Shabbos. If in your community saying Mizmor Shir is not viewed as a Kabbalah Shabbos, so then it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos, and only Baruch would be a Kabbalah Shabbos. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes, that in our communities, when we say Mizmor Shir, that is not really viewed as a Kabbalah Shabbos, and that's why people keep doing Malacha after Mizmor Shir before Baruch Hu, in whatever, in those... how much time is there between Mizmor Shir and Baruch Hu? What is it, like the 2 minutes that people pretend to say Bab Madlikin, where if you read the fine print in the Siddur, it says now's a good time to catch up with your friends about how their week was, because you're not going to say these words anyway, right? So I don't know how people did Malacha during that time, but Magen Avraham assumes that people did Malacha during that time. V'kol zeh bizmana Magen Avraham. All that, says the Mishnah Berurah, was in the times of the Magen Avraham. I don't know how that worked. Av b'mum kamal seinu, but in our places, haminu kayom, nowadays the minig is miyad shom mizmor shir mekabel tzibur Shabbos alayu. As soon as we say mizmor shir, we have been mekabel Shabbos. V'asu b'kol malacha safilu adayin yom gadol, and therefore we're not allowed to do malacha once we say mizmor shir, even if it's still very early. Prim gadol derech chaim. V'kasav b'sefer derech chachma du'adin b'makom shenogel lomer lechadodi m'saymin bobi kala havi kabel Shabbos mamish v'ayim tzav Shabbos. Then he quotes the sefer derech chachma that might be even earlier than that, meaning the Shulchan Aruch started by saying kabel Shabbos Shabbos is a Baruch Hu. Then he moved back and he said, ah, but Mizmor Shir might be Kabbalah Shabbos. It's probably already Kabbalah Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah moves it a step back and he says, when you say Balichala at the end of Lichadodi, that is Kabbalah Shabbos. You're going to greet the Shabbos Malchsa. So maybe that's already Kabbalah Shabbos. That's already subject to dispute, right? You'll notice a difference between different sidurim, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard sidurim, when it comes to an Avel walking into shul on Friday night, when there's a Nichum Avelim of the Tzibur. So when does the Tzibur do Nichum Avelim? So certainly it's before Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, because you have to do it before you are Mekabel Shabbos. But is it after Lichadodi or before Lichadodi? So it probably depends on whether you assume that Lichadodi is a Kabbalah Shabbos. If you assume Lichadodi is a Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't be Menachem Avel after you're already Mekabel Shabbos. So it would have to be before Lichadodi, but if you assume Lichadodi is not a Kabbalah Shabbos, that only Mizmor Shir is the Kabbalah Shabbos, so then after Lichadodi, you could still be Menachem Avel, you could still do a Nichum Avelim of the Tzibur. So that's probably what those different Minhagim are talu on. So to review what we learned today, first we said that if you're not sure exactly when to light candles and what the proper Zman is, look at a clock. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch said gave all these simonim in nature to pay attention to, but the Mishmur said, look at a clock and you'll figure it out. Point number two, we said that that even those things that are mutter to do during Bein HaShemashos, you're not allowed to do if you were Mekabel Shabbos already. But the Mishnah Berurah qualified that if it was only your personal Kabbalah Shabbos, maybe you still can do those things. A communal Kabbalah Shabbos, you're no longer allowed to do those things. And then the third thing that we learned is, when is Kabbalah Shabbos? When do we assume a person is actually been Mekabel Shabbos? Certainly at Baruch Hu. The Shulchan Aruch then said perhaps as early as Mizmor Shir, and the Mishnah Berurah said that perhaps even earlier when we say Balichala at the end of Lichadodi. Tomorrow I will be in Eretz Yisrael, and so stay tuned to the WhatsApp for exactly what time the Shir is going to be. Probably also going to be in AM Shir time, when it's going to be in the PM in Israel, and we will begin Simin Reish Samach Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day.